I don't understand. Recently, I find myself asking the question, how did it get this bad? By bad, I really mean bad and also very sad. Our country is in the midst of some really tough times. We are in the throes of a pandemic, which so far has sickened over 28 million citizens and taken the lives of over 500,000. A pandemic that has kept our children out of the classroom for over a year and much of our workforce at home. A pandemic that has us on the brink of another recession, possibly worse than the downturn of 2008. A pandemic that was probably inevitable, but should never have gotten this bad, especially in America. Even before the pandemic, 20% of Americans under 65 had no health insurance, now over 30%. While drug addiction is at an all-time high, thanks in part to the war on drugs, nearly 2 out of every 100 adults were in jail. Slightly better now due to the pandemic killing many, or encouraging the release of a few. Unemployment was over 10%, now pushing 12%, and a variety of jobs were rapidly disappearing. Now, job opportunities in emerging fields are often not obtainable due to lack of education or training. And a college education is not an option for many of our high school graduates, often due to a severe lack of preparation, and always because the cost is so high. Few can afford the cost because 10% of our population controls over 70% of the wealth. This wealth inequality also contributes to widespread malnutrition, especially among children, and endemic homelessness. And don't even get me started about climate change. Of the isms, sexism and racism, while getting better, are still far too prevalent, and terrorism is becoming so commonplace as to be just that. Of our political parties, one is apparently well-meaning, but almost totally unable to bring about meaningful change. The other, recently, led by a sociopath, possibly a psychopath, seems to have gone completely off the rails. Government in general seems to have forgotten that it's supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people. And that means all the people, not just a select few. So the question is, how did it get this bad? I submit that it got this bad because people are stupid. Okay, most people are not stupid. Even those with a limited education may be inherently bright. But unfortunately, far too many have just that, a limited education. Schools are drastically underfunded, teachers are routinely underpaid and/or disrespected, and higher education, as noted, is not an option for far too many. How can we expect things to be good, or get better, if we don't have the tools to make it happen? The number one tool being, of course, knowledge. About a year ago, the COVID-19 pandemic hit our country and caused a crisis, the like of which we have not seen in 100 years. I've come to realize that this recent pandemic and crisis are not the only ones. I've realized that today, there is also another crisis and pandemic, a crisis of intellect and a pandemic of ignorance. Knowledge is everything. Without knowledge, there's no ability to accomplish anything. Products or services or systems or policies or rules and regulations or plans of action can't happen without the knowledge of how to make it so. And only education can bring about that knowledge. How can we expect things to get better if we don't have that knowledge, if we don't get that education? How can we even understand why things are bad in the first place? Why is education not the absolute top priority for our government and our country? I don't understand. 8, 2020.